What's going on, people? What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy Kamal Cobran. This is THSH Radio. What we think, highly, we stay humble. Man, today, it's been a crazy day for me. I ain't even gonna hold y'all, man. It's been a crazy day. I hope that you guys had a great day today. Even though the day ain't even over yet. It's only, 7 o'clock, 7:30 Eastern time. I'm hoping it's Eastern time, I think. I'm on the road right now. But yeah, I hope y'all day was great, man. Today's been a crazy day. A crazy, crazy, crazy day with me. And I don't even want to go into it because I don't really know who listens to my podcast. So I don't want to say anything that's going to incriminate me on how I feel. But just know that today was a great day. I'm going to leave it at that. I might dabble in, you know how I do when I get it in. You already know how I get it in. You feel me? But today's been a crazy day, man. All right, I'm going to say it, right? All right. What really grinds my gears. Yeah. What really grinds my gears is when I'm right. Whenever, and I'm pretty sure, you know, if not all of y'all, most of y'all can definitely agree, right? When you tell somebody something and they don't listen, I hate when I'm right. I hate when I'm right because that lets me know that you wasted time. You wasted time where we could have been making some money or I could have been doing something else. Especially if I told you before, right? I hate it. But that's not what we're talking about today. I just had to get that out. That is definitely not what we're talking about today. Today, we are talking about what drives you, right? And the reason why I want to say that is because what I went through today made me really feel like I don't want to do it no more, right? I'm not going to lie. But I really had to think back of what drives me. Why am I doing this? What is the reason why? Why am I here, right? I could be anywhere in the world, but I'm here. Why am I here, right? Why? What drives you? Like, what is the reason why you do what you do? If you play ball, what is the reason why you play ball? If you rap, what is the reason why you rap? If you sing, what is the reason why you sing? If you drive trucks, why do you drive trucks? If you're in real estate, why do you do real estate? If you're in retail, why do you retail? If you're a speaker, why do you speak? If you're a coach, why do you coach? Like, what drives you? Right? I want y'all to ask yourself that question. Like, what drives you? What keeps you from saying, F it, I don't want to do this no more? Right? Because it's simple. A lot of times we say that in our heads a lot of times, right? I don't want to do this no more. Like, I'm good. If this don't ever happen, like, you know what I'm saying? If I don't, I'm good. Like, I could walk away from this and I wouldn't feel no sort of way. Or walk away from this person and I wouldn't feel no sort of way. But what drives you? What keeps you? You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the commitment. But what, besides the commitment, right? What drives you? Is there anything that's special that keeps you going? Like, what drives you? And whatever that is, you have to remember that. If this is a passion for you, you have to remember that. You got to keep that passion. It's that love for whatever it is or whoever it is. You know what I'm saying? Or even if it is the commitment. But I want to ask because a lot of people don't stay on certain things because of commitment. A lot of people don't honor their commitments. You know, they find loopholes and shortcuts around their commitment. And, you know, they still get what they want and still try to stay committed at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And just apologize for their shortcomings. Right? But what keeps you going? What keeps you? What drives you? Like, what drives you? What is it that drives you? Is it the money? Is it the money? Like, why are we here? Why are we here? Why? Right? Why are we here? You really gotta look at that, man. Like, I've been thinking about this the whole day, and I'm like, yo, why am I doing this, right? Not even the truck driving aspect of it, right? Because I like to drive trucks. But why do I drive trucks? Why am I doing this, right? So I guess we could have a little like self-therapy moment for me, right? I like to drive trucks, one, because it brings me peace. This is my tranquility. This is my therapy. You know what I'm saying? This is my meditation. This is my alone time with God. Whenever I'm in the truck, I could literally be alone with God for 11 hours and drive for 11 hours and need to listen to a podcast, listen to sermons, listen to music, or just listen to my thoughts, you know, and just organize my thoughts. And while I do that, I can make a great living. You know, I don't have to be surrounded by my family. I don't have to be surrounded by anybody else. I don't have to be surrounded by people I don't like. I don't have to be surrounded by people that causes bad energy, bad, you know, spirits, bad anything. I could just be me by myself. And if I get tired, I could pull over and I could go to sleep. While doing all of this, I still make a living. So that's why I drive trucks. And if I would have knew about this earlier, I would have definitely started way earlier. Way, way, way earlier, right? But why do you do what you do? Why? Are you, what's the word I'm looking for? Are you just, acceptive of it? Like, you know, it is what it is. Is it something that you just shrug your shoulders? Is it something like, it just is what it is? Like, what is it? What is it? What's keeping you from saying I quit? Okay, so I'm gonna ask myself that question. What's keeping me from saying I quit? Well, what's keeping me from saying I quit is, one, I'm able to make a decent amount of money while I, you know, like I said, go through, I guess, my therapy sessions, meditation, you know. A regular 9-to-5 is not going to pay me what truck driving pays. And then two, my schedule isn't as free with a regular 9-to-5, if that makes sense. So that's why I drive trucks. Now, I'm going to ask this question again. Why do you do it? One thing I don't understand, right? And I met a lot of people that do this, right? I see a lot of people get into the truck driving game that don't know anything about trucks. Anything about trucks. And whenever I ask these people, why trucking? The first thing they tell me, right? And it's not just one person. Not just one person. It's multiple people. And the first thing they tell me is, oh man, it's a crazy, it's a lucrative business. You make a lot of money in it, da 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 da. You know what else is a lucrative business? A casino. Make people spend their money and think that they're gonna win something. A casino. That's what I really wanna invest in. If anybody knows anybody investing in a casino, tell them to holler at me. I wanna invest in a casino. Even a nail salon, right? I want to invest in a nail salon. I want to invest in a nail salon, and I want to invest in what they call them, bundles and whatever the case may be. If y'all understand, well, I know the women understand, but if y'all really understand how much these women is spending on their nails and on their hair and on eyelashes and eyebrows and all this stuff, bro, and this is a business that will forever be in style. Why isn't anybody else like trying to do this? It's really blowing my mind. You know what I'm saying? I want to invest in this. I want to invest in oil, hair oil. I want to invest in beard oil. I want to invest in beard lotion. I want to invest in beard shampoo. I want to invest in regular hair shampoo. I want to invest in all of these things. These are things that are necessities that people are going to need consistently, right? And I don't see a lot of black-owned things like that. I don't see a lot of black-owned nail salons. You see a lot of Asian-owned nail salons. And, you know, they come within the black community and they make millions off the black community. So why don't we make millions off ourselves and get back to our own community? I don't understand, right? But maybe it's not meant for everybody else to understand. Maybe it's only meant for me, right? Like Lil Wayne said, and also Jay-Z said, probably said it first. I think Jay-Z said it first. But it's either I'm the illest one doing it or these people is losing it. It said something else. But just for anchor reasons, I can't really repeat what he said, right? I mean, I could, but I just choose not to, all right? Oh, yeah, shout out to Anchor, man. I appreciate y'all for giving me this platform to be able to give y'all my content, man, and how I feel, my perspective on everything that I go through and I see in this world, right? But back to what I was saying. Why do you do it? Well, I would invest in a nail salon, one, because it makes a lot of money. I'm not going to jump into a trucking game where I know I can purchase a truck at, what, $100,000 and make some money back, but within the next week or 2 weeks, my engine can go out. Then I would have to pay $44,000 to $50,000 to get a brand new engine, and I don't have business credit. So what that means, I have to pay out of pocket if I don't have a company backing me already or if I don't have the cash. I got to put up some kind of capital or collateral, if that's not the same thing, to be able to get my engine fixed. But not only that, I have to find a job that's going to pay me until my engine gets fixed so I can start making money to not only feed my business but feed my family. So why would you get into a business that is not promising for you to be rich? That's not a necessity. Granted, trucks are a necessity. I'm not saying trucks aren't a necessity. But right now, the way the rates are and the way the fuel is a lot of people going out of business when it comes to trucking. Now, the people that don't know that, they hurry up and jump into trucking thinking that this is like stocks. It's not like the stocks, okay? It's not. I've been wanting to say this for a minute. It's not. You hear me? It is not. Once the rates go up, if they go up, because they've been going down for the past couple of decades now, and they still haven't reached to go back up yet, but the fuel has gone sky high. Now, the fuel is getting low. It's starting to come back down again. But these rates still have not gone up. So you got people, truck drivers, you got owners, they got, everybody's catching the attitude, catching a BF, upset at the fact that they're not profiting what they think or what they thought they was going to profit because of what? Fuel is too high. The rates is too low. Well, dummy, you should have did your research before you jumped in the game. Now you mad because you got to pay $12,000 or $13,000 on something that's wrong with your truck. Not only that, you still got to pay your driver if he didn't sign the contract saying that he wasn't getting paid while sitting down. So why would you go into a business and not do your homework? Why would you go into a business and not doing your homework about everything you need to make sure the truck is properly ran legally? Why? I'm sorry, but I just had to get this off my chest. Y'all family, so I'm going to share this with y'all, okay? Why would you do it? I don't understand. Then you get advice from somebody that knows better, and you don't listen. Why? Please tell me why. I don't get it. If I jump into a situation, or I jump into a company, or I jump into a business, the first thing I'm looking for is somebody that's been here and that has experience. Why? Because the Bible says it's wise to learn from the next man's mistakes than your own. So I'm going to pick this man's brain or woman and try to figure out what is it I can learn from the mistakes they made. Not the achievements, their mistakes. So I don't make the same mistakes. I don't waste time. It might have took them 15 years to figure out something that could take me 2 years to get over. Why? If you have an upper hand in a situation, why not learn from the next man's mistakes, bro? I don't get it. But then you get an attitude when somebody tell you. And now you mad because you got to pay for this. And you got to pay for that. and you got to spend $15,000 here, and you got to spend $30,000 there, and then you got to spend this. You got to, man, if you would have did what somebody told you the first time, you wouldn't have had to spend that much money. If you would have got that truck inspected the first time, you wouldn't have spent that much money. If you would have followed the e-log book the first time, you wouldn't have had to go through what you went through. If you would have took your time and went to school and learned how to drive the truck, you wouldn't be in the situation that you're in now. If you would have learned the business, you wouldn't have had to spend that $16,000 to fix whatever you got to fix now. If you would have did right by your drivers, you wouldn't have to pay $123,000 just to cover on your insurance, because you ain't pay these people the proper health insurance and coverage that you were supposed to give them. Yeah, I'm coming with it. I'm shooting. I'm shooting. I'm bussing. Then maybe you probably still be in business and won't have to sell your equipment. I'm out here bussing. If you would have stopped lying to people and stopped trying to penny pinch and steal other people's money, then maybe your family wouldn't have left you with the business that's going down in the hole right now. And I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody, so Lord, please forgive me if you feel like I'm doing this, but I'm just getting this off my chest because I'm so sick and tired of people wanting to, well, I can't really say that because God gives mercy to everybody, right? But, whenever you should have did it the right way the first time, right? And I get it. We all make mistakes, right? We all do. And even after we make the same mistake over and over, we all make mistakes and God still forgives us, right? So it's only right that we do the same thing. We're supposed to forgive, 70 times 70? And it's forgiven, right? And I don't want to say that I'm not trying to forgive or whatever the case is. But man, for the people that can learn from what I'm saying, the people that can learn from what I'm saying, bro, do it right the first time. If you need help, just say you need help. Don't be prideful. Don't say, oh, well, I'm good when you're not good. Don't say I got it when you don't got it. Because I'm telling you, the last thing you want to do is pay $18,000 or have the company pay $18,000, then turn around and pay another $13,000, then turn around and pay another $1,000. And all you're doing from now on is paying back the company with all the loads that you're running. Then you got to go home and do what? Have another job, DoorDash, Lyft, Uber, just to make sure your family eat, just to make sure you eat. So you're really overworking yourself. You're not even using your 10 hours to go get you some sleep. You're using 4 hours of your 10 hours to go ahead and get you some money. And that's not even cutting it. Do it right the first time. If that man told you to make sure you got $10,000 to $15,000 saved up in your account before you join and you jump in this trucking game, do it. This man know. He know from experience. This man knows from experience because his truck went down and he had to spend over $40,000 to get his truck fixed. But guess what he did? He had $15,000 saved up in his account, so he didn't have to worry about his bills. He went to the beach with his family for those 2 weeks. He didn't have to go DoorDash. He didn't have to go Lyft. He didn't have to go Uber to make sure his family got fed. He was chilling. And when they called him and told him the truck was ready, he went back and got in and got back on the road and got back in his bag. So what's your excuse? What are you doing? Again, I ask, why do you do it? What makes you keep going? Why don't you listen? Why don't you listen? It's too much pride. You want to be right. Everybody else is wrong. You don't care. Like, what is it? What is it? If you know that you're doing the wrong thing and you continue doing the wrong thing, who's supposed to have, like, you know what I'm saying? Who's supposed to have, sympathy. There we go. It's coming. I knew it was coming. But then I hate to say that because we mess up all the time and God is such a forgiving God. And you know what I'm saying? We all fall short of the glory of God. but he still forgives us. You know, I'm having a self-reflecting moment right now. So it's hard to say this and still ask for forgiveness at the same time. But it's just weird to me, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, why do we do it? Like, what is the reason why we can't just learn the first time and get it right the first time? Why we gotta make steps? Like, why we gotta make it so difficult, man? It's really frustrating. And if it's frustrating to us, I could just imagine how frustrating it is to God. I can imagine. But I ask again, once more, why do you do it? What is the reason? What is the reason? Right? What's the reason? It could be a million questions people ask about. Why did you do this? What was the reason for this? Right? What keeps you going? Like, what keeps you going? What keeps you moving? What keeps you, you know, like, what keeps you motivated? How do you stay consistent? You know, staying consistent keeps me motivated. Whether I want to or not. Rain, sleet, or snow, it keeps me motivated. That's just what it is. But what drives you, though? What drives you? What drives you not to listen? What drives you not to do the right thing? What drives you to lie? Why do you feel like you need to? Why do you feel like you can't ask for help? Why do you feel like people will judge you if you do ask for help? Who cares? If it's something that you don't know, you don't know. And you won't know until you ask. Because the person that's going to tell you the answer, once upon a time in life, they didn't know. And guess what they did? They asked. Nobody like automatically just figures out things and knows things without asking or even studying it. So I don't feel like anyone should be ashamed for asking. There's no such thing as a stupid question. You just don't know. And it's okay not to know. Because everybody, we don't know everything. So I ask again, like, why do you do it? Like, what is your purpose? What is your purpose? Like, what are you doing? Like, why do you do it? Why are you motivated to do this? Why? Ask yourself why. Why? Ask yourself why. What keeps you going? Even on a relationship aspect, what keeps you in love with whoever you're in love with? What keeps you from stop loving whoever you think you might be in love with? That's another question, right? So, I don't know, man. I hope y'all could think about those questions. And hopefully it could be something that could hopefully change life, change the way you look at things, you know. So I'm gonna get off. I appreciate y'all for listening. Wake up in the morning. We're going to do this again. All right? This is Kamal Colbrand, THSH Radio. We think Hollywood, we stay humble. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all once more. I appreciate Anchor for giving me this platform to be able to discuss my content and deliver my content to THSH Radio, where we think Hollywood, stay humble. You heard? All right. My name is Kamal Colbrand. Y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay blessed. And count your blessings and not your burdens. That's what I wanted to say. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know where it was at. But yeah, y'all stay blessed, man. Again, today's going to be a great day. Even if your day's over, your day's not over until you go to sleep. And even when you go to sleep, tomorrow's going to be even better. All right? I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. One. What's going on? It's THSH Radio. Yo, I'm starting to do this new thing. It's called Live at 5. I don't know what time you guys are going to be able to listen to this episode, but it does not matter because we're going to be live at 5. 5 in the morning, right? Live at 5. So we're waking up at 5 o'clock every morning. That's what I'm going to say what time it is where I'm at, because it's really not 5. It's actually almost 2:30 in the morning. But whenever you hear this, this needs to be at 5 o'clock in the morning, okay? We live at 5. So today I want to say, I was listening to a sermon this morning, and I want to say that all God really is to me in this season that he's giving me is my own reflection. God will forgive me how I forgive others. God will bless me on how I bless others. God will move me on how I move others. If somebody does me wrong, God will give me the opportunity to do the same thing to them and to see if I will take that same power and use it against them. And knowing that my power is stronger than what they did to me, and I can get back at them even better. It's crazy because this showed up recently in the last, 6 to 8 months, 3 times. And the 3 situations, it really hurt my feelings, man. Honestly, it was really bad. It was really bad. Like, I thought about a lot of evil things that I can do, and I could possibly get away with it. And God was always in my ear and told me to let it go. See, whenever you got things that you're trying to do and trying to accomplish, most of these things that people try to get you to do and people try to put you in and get you to act like them, it's not necessary. It's not what God wants you to do, right? So you don't have to get back at them. You don't have to become evil as they would be. You don't have to be malicious. You don't have to be spiteful. You don't have to be none of these things because God got it. God got everything. Everything. Isaiah 45, verse 7 became one of my favorite verses, to be honest with you guys. And it says, I'm the creator of light and darkness. I create peace and I create calamity. The Lord, I am, or something like that. These are the things that I do. I kind of put it in my own words. But it doesn't say those exact words, but that's basically what it's saying. I create light and I create darkness. I've created peace and I created calamity. Don't worry about none of these things. You don't worry about being cursed, or don't worry about going through hard times. I create all these things. And if I put it in your life, that means I could take it out. If I put it to a start, that means I could put it to a stop. I'm in control of all of these things. There's no reason why you should ever fear that you can't get out of anything that I put in your life, because I put it there. I put it there for practice. I put it there for a reason. I put it there to see what you need to work on. I put it there so I can see what else is on the list for us to fix. God can't push you to do great things if he don't take you through great battles. I'm going to say that again. God can't put you through great things or put you to great things if he can't get you through great battles. So no matter how you feel internally, you have to understand that this battle is not mine. There's a song that became my favorite. I don't know who sings it, but I forgot. It's called I Give Myself Away. And I kind of listen to it almost every morning. And I listen to that song because it reminds me that my life is not my own. My life is not my own. So whatever happens to me, I can't control it anyway. Whatever I do, it won't have an effect that I want anyway. They always say you, if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. And a lot of people don't believe that. So what I want y'all to do is, I want y'all to think back 10 years ago, right? 10 years ago. 10 years ago, are you in the position, the same place, same everything, meeting the same people? Did you plan all of this 10 years ago? Think about it. How did this go? Like, what happened with this one 10 years ago? And if you didn't, then what I just said is true. But if you have, I'm pretty sure every single detail that you imagined didn't go exactly the way it did. You know, I'm pretty sure. 10 years ago, you couldn't tell me I'd be at the place where I am now. Because 10 years ago, I wasn't even where I'm at now. Like, I wasn't even in the same state, let alone the same city. I wasn't in the same job. I wasn't even doing or imagined I would do the job that I'm doing now 10 years ago. So, you know what's kind of funny? The same job I had 10 years ago is kind of like what I'm doing now, though. But it wasn't at the peak that I'm doing it now. So I could say that. But anyway, yeah. Life is a reflection. Life is your own reflection. Whatever you give out, it really comes back to you. Whatever you sow, you really have to reap. How you make your bed is how you sleep. I'm over here spitting. Yeah, man. I really want y'all to think about that, man. Life is really your reflection. You know? It's really your reflection. What you give out is what you get back. It really, truly is. What you give out is what you give back. We take so many things for granted. We take so many things for granted. We don't take 1 second to really look at things and say, okay, I'm thankful. Because it could have went a totally different way. We just sit and complain most of the time about what we didn't get or about what we did get and how it wasn't what we planned. But you can't be mad at that because whatever you got or you didn't get was a reflection on what you gave or what you didn't. So if you want love and you want forgiveness, you have to show yourself to be forgiving. If you want mercy, you have to show yourself being merciful. If you want love, you have to show yourself of being loving. Right? Myron Golden told me one time, there's no such thing as luck. It's only preparation and timing. Right? And he also said this one thing. He said, a prepared man is better than a prepared message. I'm going to say that again. A prepared man is better than a prepared message. So whenever you get the opportunity to show off what you've been waiting for and to accomplish what you've been waiting for, will you have a prepared mindset? Will you be ready to show? Or will you be not. He said, you either expose yourself or you reveal yourself. Right? Exposing being the bad part and revealing being the good part. Whenever opportunity meets preparation, that's when you'll have success. Right? I want y'all to think about that. But for now, I'm going to get out of here. I got to get ready to go to work. I want to say I love y'all. Thanks, Spotify. Also, Anchor for giving me this platform to be able to talk to y'all. I love y'all. I'll see y'all the same time tomorrow, 5. Live at 5, THSH Radio. We think highly, we stay humble. It's your boy, Kamal Colbrant. I love y'all. Word.